been a good couple of days here with our OTAs. Good start for us. Getting ready to go into our third OTA practice and looking forward to getting on the field with our guys. They've really been working hard.
Coach, I think everybody's pretty familiar with Shaq and Jerry in terms of, you know, defensive end position. What do you kind of see in your time on the field with the guys thus far behind those guys at the position?
We've got some young guys that are competing for some playing time, and that's what this time of the year is all about, you know, trying to identify some of your depth along with your starters. And we got some guys that are competing, and hopefully they'll come along and really improve and give us a chance when we get to training camp. But so far, so good.
What's your kind of philosophy with respect to rotation? I mean, some defensive coaches like to roll those guys an awful lot up front. Some people like to lean on their starters a little bit more. Just kind of curious as to how you see it with snap counts and things like that.
We'd like to have a rotational system, and a lot of it will depend on, you know, the depth that we have and what happens when our starting four off the field. But ideally, we'd like to be able to have a rotation system so we can have fresh guys on the field, especially in those situations where you want to rush the passer.
Hey, Leslie, this team has been a 3-4 team last year with Rex, a little bit of a hybrid, I guess. But is this person, the personnel that you've seen so far, do you feel like it is perhaps better suited to a 4-3 that you guys might be have here, that you're going to have here, as opposed to what they tried to mishmash through last year?
Well, we're implementing a 4-3 scheme, and the guys have really bought into that, and that's what we're practicing, and that's what we're looking forward to. That's what Sean is most familiar with in his experience in Carolina and our experience together in Philadelphia, and that's what we brought to Buffalo as well, what we're both most comfortable with, and we think it fits our players well.
You saw this roster, though. I mean, did you notice it right away? This team belongs in the 4-3. Was that kind of your impression when you went through the film and watched what happened?
No, we had a system that we talked about prior to getting here, and it was based on 4-3, not anything that has happened here in the past. And we tried to really put that conceptually together, and we feel pretty good about the direction that it's going.
How do you feel like these linebackers fit into that 4-3 scheme?
You know, with the guys that we have, you know, we don't have Reggie right now, because, you know, he's on a limited basis, but with Preston, with Ramon, with Lorenzo, with what we're doing with him and some of the other young guys we just drafted, we think our linebackers fit our scheme. And that's the way we kind of drafted the two picks that we did take in this year's draft with 4-3 in mind. And the guys that are on the roster, with what we've done up to this point, they fit the system.
Is there potentially room for both Reggie and Preston in the starting lineup in this defense?
Yeah, we hope so. I mean, you got three backers on the field, and we hope that, you know, we'll try to mesh the right three in our 4-3 scheme, and maybe that'll be Lorenzo and Preston together, or maybe it'll be a different configuration. But you always want to get your 11 best on the field, and, you know, I'm believing that those guys will be a part of our best 11.
Initial thoughts of watching Trey White?
You know, we spent a lot of work, you know, prior to the draft just getting familiar with him, both as a player and as a person, and he hasn't disappointed once he's gotten into our building. He's an outstanding young man and a very, very good football player, and obviously we feel that way drafting him with our first pick in 2017. So we're very pleased that he's a part of our team.
Leslie, how critical the signing of Micah Hyde, this is a guy that could probably be your quarterback back there, how critical was that piece to add in the defense?
Well, Micah had a very good career in Green Bay. You know, he had a ton of ball production. So to add him to our roster is a big coup for us. We think he has a chance to really make a difference as far as taking the ball away. And then I'm sure Danny will talk about this when he gets to special teams, his punt return ability as well. So he's a versatile guy in the secondary. You know, he can tackle, but he can cover. Good tight ends, good running backs. You know, he's just a very versatile player who has provided great production with the ball. So that was a big get for us this offseason.
Leslie, when you, knowing that you're looking forward and not looking back, but when you got here, I mean, the past 2 years under Rex Ryan, there was public criticism coming out of that locker room. there was people complaining, there were factions. How did you lay down the law? How did you and Sean lay down the law or try to address what happened over the past 2 years and saying that's unacceptable?
I think we've, you know, come in with the approach, this is 2017 and history is history. You know, we are looking forward to the 2017 Buffalo Bills team, and we really haven't dwelled on anything that's happened in the past. Our focus has really been on the group of guys that are here right now, and that's been our approach. You know, we've set what we think are going to be our standards for this team on defense, and we've talked to them about how we want to achieve our goals on defense. We really haven't reflected back on any part of the past, whether it's 1966, 2002, or 2015. That hasn't been a part of our conversation. It's all about the 2017 Bills.
How do you go about addressing discipline, communication, technique-type issues when you're kind of limited in what you can do in these spring practices in terms of contact and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely some limitations. You know, when you're in the phase one of the off-season program, I mean, you really can't do very much from a meeting standpoint, only communicating with the players and can't, you know, really go outside or do anything like that. So then when you get to phase two, you can go outside, but you can't line up against an opponent or you can't even line up across from one another as players. So it's there are some limitations, but we've been able to really work within the rules to get some things accomplished that we needed to get accomplished. And I think I told our guys today, I really felt like based on the limitations and what we were able to get achieved in phase one and phase two, it has prepared us to have a good phase three, which is our 10 OTA practices. So the guys have adapted well. The coaches have done a good job of instituting the things we wanted to get across to our players from a communication standpoint, which is almost all you can do in phase one and phase two is more communication. You can hardly go through some of the fundamentals. But our guys, they put a lot of time in on their own to prepare for this phase where we can actually line up against an offense, go out and execute some of the things we're trying to do on defense. So credit to our players for spending some time on their own going through the playbook and coming prepared for phase three.
What's been your evaluation of Marcell Dareus as a player?
In the short time we've been here and having a chance to go back and look at some of his tape, you know, he's an impressive football player for sure. And with what we've been doing this offseason, he's really bought into everything we were asking him to do. He's been attending every meeting, every practice. I think he's only missed maybe once, if that. He's been terrific in what we've asked him to do. And this time of the year, you're limited in some things that you can do, as we talked about a moment ago. But for what we've asked Marcell to do, he's been terrific.
Where do you best see Kevon Seymour fitting?
We're going to try him at both, and we're going to try to make the determination over time. We're going to take a look at him in the OTAs at both inside and outside and just, you know, make a determination as we go forward. And we'll do the same thing once we get to training camp. You know, we've talked to our guys about the depth chart this time of the year is very fluid. You know, you don't get caught up in the depth chart. We want to be able to take a look at guys in different positions and try to evaluate them. And once we get to shoulder pads where we can actually, you know, do some things that you're going to be doing in ball games, then we'll get a clearer picture of what direction we want to go. But he'll get a chance to work both inside and outside.
Last week, Sean had mentioned the learning curve amongst the coaches trying to get to know each other this time of year. Rick just mentioned that, you know, you and Nick worked hand in hand. Hey, if I need a look, can you do this for me? Can you give me a little extra time? You know, where do you see things right now? How is that coming along? Is there something that maybe has surprised you?
I don't know about surprise. You know, Rick is a great guy to work with, and Sean has given us parameters to work within that are, you know, very familiar. I don't think there have been anything that really surprised me or caught me off guard at this point. Now, that being said, we've only had 2 days of work, so we got some other days ahead of us. But up to this point, it's been about what you would expect.
In Carolina, Sean would use three safeties at times, sort of like a big nickel, I guess you would call it. How much do you plan to implement that, and how exactly can that give you an advantage, I guess?
Well, some of that depends on your personnel. You know, you want to take a look and see if you have the personnel that can allow you to play a big nickel front or coverage based on who you have playing those positions. So we'll see as we go along, you know, how the pieces fit, and then we'll make a determination, you know, what's best for us here in Buffalo.